感谢主的恩典，可以在第七日可以看到弟兄姐妹还有我们朋友一同来参加我们今天的聚会。
And thanks for the grace of the Lord that on the seventh day we could see our brothers and sisters and friends here together today.
也感谢神的保守，让我们平安过这个礼拜，可以在这日来敬拜神，得到属灵和属肉的福气和歇息。
And thanks for the grace of God that we could be here today together to enjoy His blessings.
愿神大大祝福我们每一位弟兄姐妹还有朋友们。
And may God continue to bless our brothers and sisters and friends.
我们现在要一同来祷告。
Now we're going to kneel down and pray.
我们请求神来带领我们今天早上的聚会。
We ask God to guide our service today.
让我们知道怎么来得救。
And allow us to understand how to be saved.
怎么以后呢？可以从得到这个从死里复活，得到新生命。
And to understand how can we resurrect from death and receive a new life.
我们一同来跪下来祷告。
Let's kneel down and pray.
今天早上要用这个题目，得以从死里复活，来做我们的互相勉励。
Today I'd like to use the topic of attaining resurrection from the dead as a topic for
在圣经里面常常告诉我们如何来得救。
And the Bible often tells us how can we be saved.
那圣经用不同的角度，用同样的原则来告诉我们。
And the Bible uses different perspectives and but the same principles to teach us.
今天我们就用这个腓立比书第三章所记载着来做我们互相勉励。
And today I'd like to use the passage from Philippians chapter 3 as a mutual to discuss.
我们请翻腓立比书第三章。
Let's turn to Philippians chapter 3.
腓立比书第三章。
Philippians chapter 3.
第九节
verse 9
到十三节
verse 9 to 13
腓立比书第三章第九节
Philippians chapter 3 verse 9
并且得以在他里面不是有自己因律法而得的义乃是有信基督的义就是因信神而来的义第十节
verse 10
使我认识基督，晓得他复活的大能，并且晓得和他一同受苦，效法他的死。十一节。
Eleven。
或者我也得以从死里复活。十二节。
Twelve。
这不是说我已经得着了，已经完全了，我乃是竭力追求，或者可以得着基督耶稣所已得着我的。十三节。
Thirteen。
弟兄们。我不是以为自己已经得着了，我只有一件事，就是忘记背后，努力面前的。在这里，保罗提到他如何要来从死里复活。
And here Paul talks about how to attain the resurrection from the dead.
首先，在第九节，保罗说他以前呢是要因着律法来称义。
And In verse 9, Paul has mentioned that he was supposed to be justified through the law.
可是律法只是叫人家知罪，可是没办法称义。
And the law can only allow people to understand what is sin, but not to be justified.
我们人都有犯过错。
We have all sinned.
圣经上告诉我们说，如果我们动了一念，心里有恨的时候，其实我们就犯罪了。
And the Bible tells us that we have a lustful heart and we have a hate, then we have sinned.
那在这里，保罗他告诉我们说，他不再追求因律法得的义，乃是要信基督的义，就是从信神而来的义。
And Paul tells us he no longer pursued the righteousness of the law, but rather the righteousness of Christ.
那这个相当的抽象。
And this is very abstract.
可是从第十节他就解释了什么叫做信基督的义。
And from verse 10 on, he explained what is the righteousness that comes from Jesus Christ.
那十一节就是做了这四个步骤，第十节所讲的这个四点以后，那十一节呢，他说他要得以从死里复活。
And when he mentioned four points from verse 10, he further told us in verse 11 how to obtain resurrection from the dead.
换句话说，如果没有第十节的话，就没有第十一节了。
So in other words, without verse 10, there wouldn't be verse 11.
那第十节第一个步骤，保罗是提到说 使我认识基督。
And the first point in verse 10 he mentioned was that he wanted to know Christ.
人如何得救，首先要认识基督。
So for us to be saved, first thing we have to get to know Christ.
人要信主，不是只是光光信啊，我信这个表面的，就是耶稣2000年前来到世上。
And when we
believe, 有这一个人，他是个好人。
When we come to believe, we not only have to believe that Jesus Christ came 2,000 years ago.
而是我们信不是信这表面，而是信主耶稣里面的内在。
But now we don't believe the outwardness, but what's the inwardness?
相信主耶稣的话。
And to truly believe in the words of Christ.
相信主耶稣的能力。
And to truly believe in His power.
有时候我们人可以信主耶稣，可是不相信主耶稣的话，也不相信主耶稣的能力。
Sometimes we believe in Jesus, but we don't believe in His words or His powers.
我们有个姐妹梁小兰做过见证。
And we have a sister Lian.
她见证说当她先生在生病的时候。
And she testified that while her husband was sick.
她听到说如果我们读圣经，那么我们祷告的时候，神会垂听。帮助我们。
And she testified that when we read the Bible, and God will listen to us.
那时候她还不是信徒。
And at the time, she wasn't a believer.
她说读圣经读书我最会。
And she think that I'm better than anybody when it comes to reading.
她见证说她就开始读圣经。
And she started reading the Bible.
她提到说读新约圣经的时候，好像在读童话故事一样。
And she felt that when she was reading the New Testament, it felt like reading a fairy tale.
我们每一个人读，可是不一定是正在信，也不等于说我们真的了解我们所读的。
And when we read the Bible, it does not represent that we actually believed what the words is telling us.
那他见证说，当他读到有个故事的时候
，And she testified that when she read up to a story,
有个父亲来找主耶稣
，And there's a father who came to seek after Jesus.
主耶稣说：“主啊，我的儿子有这个癫痫病。”
And that it says my son has a stroke.
No, epileptic.
Epileptic.
那么受很多的苦。
And he has suffered.
那告诉主耶稣说，如果你能的话，你可以帮助我的儿子。
And if you're willing, you can help my son.
那这时候他读到这故事的时候，他可以想象说，我现在我的先生昏迷不醒，就像这个癫痫病一样。
And she thought to herself that my husband is unconscious, just like this epileptic.
他想说，哎，主耶稣可以帮助这个父亲。主耶稣也可以帮助我的先生。
And she realized that if Jesus can help this father, he can also help me.
那时候主耶稣对他讲是活的。
And to her, Jesus was living.
不是在童话故事里面。
And no longer in a fairy tale.
从那时候开始，他跪下来迫切的祷告，相信神啊，请你帮助我的先生，就像你帮助那个父亲一样。
And she knelt down to pray and asked Jesus to help her, just like the way Jesus helped that father.
那感谢主，他的先生呢？就从这个昏迷状态醒过来，医生也找不出为什么他这样生病，昏迷不醒。
And thank God that her husband had woken up from the unconsciousness, and the doctors could not explain it.
所以我们在信主耶稣，要真的认识他，不是只是在理这个字面上。
So when we trying to know Jesus, we have to truly believe Him, not just on outwardly.
而是在我们心灵上知道主耶稣有多么爱我们。
And to deep have deep understanding in our heart how much Jesus loves us, and how powerful are his powers.
再讲一个见证。
And another testimony.
我们在德国有一个文艺装姐妹。
And there was a sister who lives in Germany.
Sister Wen.
Sister Wen.
她去过其他教会。
And she visited different churches.
那我们有个姐妹邀请她来查考我们的道理。
And there's one of our sisters who invited her to study the truth in our church.
有一天呢，她有疑问。这个文小姐有一个疑问。
And Miss Wen one day had a question.
那这个我们教会执事呢，就跟她讲说，那你不如去问主耶稣吧。
And the deacon from our church told her that why don't you ask this to Jesus?
那她就去祷告。
And she went to pray.
那在祷告当中呢，她告诉主耶稣。
And in her prayer, she told Jesus,
主耶稣啊，你知道我来这里已经听过很多道理啊，我知道你道理是对的。
And she said that I have came here and listened to many sermons, and I know your teachings are correct.
可是啊，你的道理很难守啊。
But your teachings is hard to follow.
如果你不帮助我的话，那我不敢信啊。
And if you do not help me, I dare not to believe in you.
啊，这时候主耶稣就显现在他们的面前。
And this moment, Jesus appeared to her.
她把她的痛苦、她的需要告诉给主耶稣。
And she told Jesus all of her sufferings and needs.
那主耶稣听到，她真的看到主耶稣，她很高兴。
And when she saw Jesus, she was very joyful.
哦，她告诉主耶稣说：“主啊，哎，你要告诉其他的人啊，你在这里。”
And she told Jesus that you have told others that you are here.
主耶稣就微笑着而已。
And Jesus had a smile.
那后来他把他的痛苦告诉给主耶稣。
And after she had revealed her sufferings to Jesus.
啊，主耶稣也是听着，也微笑着，向他微笑。
And Jesus was listening with a smile.
后来呢，他看到主耶稣呢，牵着他的手。
And later she saw Jesus holding her hand.
带他把他带到这个一个河流旁边。
And took her to the riverside.
跟他说。
And spoke to her.
啊，我的孩子。
My children.
你要受洗。
You have to be baptized.
这时候，这个文小姐就抬头看着主耶稣，像她父亲一样说：“哦。”
And Miss Nguyen looked up to Jesus like her own father. And said, "Oh."
当她说完“哦”完以后。他意象改变了。
And after she said that, the vision changed.
他看到这位主耶稣为他死在十字架上。
And she then saw Jesus Christ, die on the cross for her.
他不敢相信。
And she couldn't believe it.
他感觉到我的父亲因为我的罪钉在十字架上为他死。
And she saw that her own father had died on the cross for her sins.
她不敢想象，不敢思议。
And she couldn't imagine it, and she can't believe it.
她看到了那情况，她感受到主耶稣给她的爱。
And from that vision, she saw the love that Jesus had for her.
她一直排斥，她不敢相信，说 no no， 说不不。
And she kept refusing and saying no no.
她不没法接受，她觉得很不配。
And she was not able to take this. She felt she was not worthy.
她就嚎啕大哭。
And she started to cry.
她哭得很伤心。
And she was very sorrowful.
这时候她听到一个声音跟她说话。
And then she heard a voice speaking to her.
说我的孩子。
And the voice says, "My child."
你不要哭。
Please do not cry.
不要伤心。
Do not be sorrowful.
你要受洗。
You have to be baptized.
这位姐妹知道说。主耶稣为他死，他要去接受这个救恩，不要让主耶稣难过。
And she now understand that Jesus died for her, and she must accept the salvation and be baptized.
我们有很多人都知道主耶稣爱我们。
Many of us knows that Jesus loves us.
可是多少呢
？But how much?
形容得出来吗
？Can we describe?
有体会到吗
？Can we experience it?
我们的文姐妹体验到。
Our sister Wen has experienced it.
她见证着无时无刻。不管他是去教会还是没有去教，就是说有没有参加，不管是在外面还是在里面家里里面。
And Miss Wen had experienced that whether it's outside or inside the church.
他体验到说主对他的爱无时无刻。
And she felt that the love of Christ is with her all the time.
所以我们认识神不是只是在理智上。
So we don't come to believing in the Lord as an opinion.
我们要我们的心啊，
but we have to use our heart
来真的体会主耶稣的里面的内在。
And to fully experience Christ in our heart.
Okay. 这是第一点。
This is the first point.
如何来因信称义。
And how to be justified through faith.
第二点。
Second.
保罗说到。说晓得他复活的大能
，and to understand the power of his resurrection。
我们都知道主耶稣被人陷害
，and we know that Jesus was being plotted against him。
钉在十字架上死了
，and he was nailed on the cross and died。
可是三天后，神的能力降在他身上，使他从死里复活。
And 3 days later, the power of God came unto him, and he received resurrection.
战胜了死亡，还有魔鬼。
He has conquered death and Satan.
保罗在这里说，要晓得他复活的大能，不是指着说以后保罗死了，后来复活，那时候才体验到，神的能力是这么大的。保罗不是这个意思。
And when Paul said to understand the power of his resurrection, doesn't mean that we wait till one day when we die and we're resurrected, then we can experience it.
而是他指的是, 这个主耶稣如何战胜了死亡和魔鬼。
And it's to understand how did Jesus conquered death and Satan.
得着了新生命。
And received a new life.
他要在他的生命上, 在这个世界上, 胜过魔鬼。 过了一个新生命的生活。
And how did he overcome Satan and had a new life in this world?
这个是我们当我们知道主以后，我们第二步就是要得到这个新力量、新的生命的力量，来过新生活。
So after we come to know God, we have to receive this new power to live our lives.
既然神可以使一个人从死里复活，那么神也绝对。 让我从我的以前的罪恶当中走出来，从我的旧我改变。And
if God can resurrect someone from their death, then God surely can deliver us from our past.
我们弟兄姐妹，我们在我们生活上有没有体验到神的能力改变我们呢？
So brothers and sisters, in our daily lives, can we experience that there's a power of change from God?
我自己亲身亲眼见到一个神迹。
And I have personally witnessed a miracle.
这个神迹还继续在我心里面。
And this miracle is still in my heart.
当然，我们有很多弟兄姐妹，我们看到他们的生命改变了。
And we see a lot of brothers and sisters that their life have truly changed.
可是有一个神迹，我看到生命的改变还记在我心中。
And there was one miracle I saw, a life has been changed and was still in my heart.
我记得我在西部的时候。
When I was still living in the West.
在做 刚信主不久，后来就做了这个宗教教育的老师。
And when I came to believe, and shortly after I became RE teacher.
那有一个宗教教育老师呢，是个姐妹，她比我大好几岁。
And there was another RE teacher, a sister who was a little bit older than me.
以前有跟她同工过，她脾气不太好。
And I have worked with her in the past, and she have a bad temper.
她只要一说话。 其他人不敢说话。
And if she started to speak, no one else dared to speak.
因为没人想跟她吵架。
And because no one wanted to have a fight with her.
那我记得有一次, 梁传道就, 那时候, 星期六下午聚完会。
So I remember there was one Saturday after service, Pastor Liang.
梁传道问我说, 哎, 你要不要跟我一起去参加这个, 圣公恩讲习会。
And Pastor Liang asked me, do you want to go with me to attend RE seminar?
那时候我就吓一跳说，诶，你现在才告诉我，我又没有准备我的衣服，我又没有准备牙膏、牙刷什么东西的，现在走我走不了啊。And
I replied that I haven't prepared my clothing or toothbrush, so I can't just leave right now.
所以我拒绝他。
So I refused.
过了一个礼拜后。
So a week later,
我看到这个姐妹,
and I saw this sister.
她一进来的时候,
when she first entered,
我看到她, 我吓一跳,
and I saw her, I was shocked.
她的那个面容啊, 很慈祥欸,
and she had a face which looked very merciful.
她的脸呢, 甚至还发光啊,
and I felt that her face was glowing.
那个光彩有种光彩，像那种我说不出来，还甚至看到那个彩虹那种颜色，很柔和、很美，在她的脸上发光。And
I saw that her face was very radiant, and it's almost I can't even see the colors of a rainbow.
我看到一下，我真的心里有很大的震撼。And
so in my heart, I was very shocked.
我不敢说，哎，你去哪里啊？
I was not dare to ask her where have you went.
还是说发生什么事情?
Or ask her what happened.
我就私底下问人家。
So privately I asked someone else.
这个姐妹去哪里啊?
So where did the sister went? Go.
变成这样子?
And how come?
我没说变成这样子，我说去哪里啊?
So I just asked where have she gone?
别人说，哦，这个姐妹上礼拜去这个圣公恩讲习会。
And
and
the person told me that she went to the RE seminar and cultivated for a week.
哇，那时候我才想，才知道哦，原来是去灵这个灵修会啊。
So she had went to a cultivation seminar.
原来她这样改变了。
And so she have changed.
那 从那时候开始
So from that moment on
就是我看到了真的自己亲眼体会到啊，这个神的能力啊，啊，神使主耶稣复活的能力啊，降在他的身上。
And I really felt that the power of resurrection on Jesus Christ manifested on her.
那我们弟兄姐妹啊，也有见证说他们自己呢，有一些软弱。
And there are also brothers and sisters who testify that they have their personal weakness.
啊，比如说像我。
And for example, like me.
啊，我很很好玩。
And
I like 小时候很小的时候就很好玩了。
And I like to play a lot when I was young.
啊，我妈妈常常拿个一把竹子抽啊打啊，打到我就求饶命。
And my mom often would have to hit me with a stick.
可是我还是看到玩的时候就忘记以前的痛苦。
But when I see something interesting, now I will continue to play and forget about my past.
很感谢主啊，信了基督以后。
And thank God when I came to believe in Christ.
借着祷告和读经。
And through prayers and reading the Bible.
我看到我自己慢慢的改变。
And I start to see myself changing.
那我很感谢神，以前我妈妈用竹子打都改不变，改不了了，竟然没被打，神的话和祷告改变我了。
And in the past, when my mom would beat me with a stick, and I still wouldn't change, but now I have, without the beating, I started to change.
在我们祷告里面。
So in your prayers.
我们真的要很认真的、很真诚的，把我们的问题来告诉主耶稣，也求主加添我们力量。
So we have to sincerely tell our problems to Jesus and ask Him to give us strength.
主耶稣愿意帮助我们。
Jesus is willing to help us.
那我们是否有没有在祷告里面感觉到那种一股能力慢慢的进来，让我们有喜乐、满足，到最后说啊，我根本不需要这个犯罪，我更不需要做坏事才快乐。
Have we ever experienced in your prayers this joy and strength that come into us, and we realize that we no longer need to commit those mistakes?
那借助这种能力呢，每一天每一天的来改变我们，让我们体验到这个晓得神使主耶稣复活的大能。
So if we continue to have this receive this experience from Jesus Christ, then we can come to know the power of His resurrection.
啊，第三步骤。
And the third step.
啊，这里说，并且晓得和他一同受苦。
And also the fellowship of sharing in His sufferings.
啊，晓得主耶稣的受苦。
And to understand His sufferings.
啊，这个受苦，我们通常有时候想到说主耶稣。啊，两千年前啊，来到世上，啊，来传福音，是很多的，这个很疲累，啊，被人误解，被陷害。
We know that Jesus came 2,000 years ago when he was preaching the world when he was very tired and was misunderstood by many.
那么的确，在我们生活上，如果我们有去传过福音，被人误解，还被人陷害的话，我们可以去体会主耶稣给我们的爱。
And if we have actually preached in our lives and experienced misunderstandings and from others, then we can understand the suffering of Christ.
他不只是要体会主耶稣这个神的大能改神改变的那个大能，他也要有这个目的，要去体会主耶稣的这种受苦。
So for Paul,
跟主耶稣一同受苦。
So for Paul, he not only wanted to experience the great power of change, but he also wanted to experience the suffering of Christ.
这也是让我们可以深入的、更加的来认识主耶稣。
This can help us to further deeply understand Jesus Christ.
有些父母亲这样说。
And there are some parents who once said,
说小时候呢，真的没办法去体会父母亲的爱。
That while we're still young, it's very hard for us to understand.The love of our parents.
自己有儿女啊，去照顾孩子的时候，才想到说，哦，原来小时候啊，父母亲是这样爱我的。
And not until when we have our own children, then we can feel how much love our own parents have had for us when we're still young.
体会啊，父母亲怎么爱我们，这种也是一种幸福，也是一种成长。
And to understand the love from our parents, it's a type of growth.
啊，不是在做婴孩了，不是老是做一个小孩子，手老是是往上的。
And we're no longer behaving like a child that we're always stretching out our hands.
保罗说他要去晓得主耶稣的受苦，他一同跟主耶稣受苦。
And Paul said we have to have fellowship or sharing in Jesus' sufferings.
那这步骤呢，是我们很多信徒啊，听到的时候就怕。
And this is something that when the members hear about, will become afraid of.
啊，跟主耶稣一同受苦啊，我不要不要。
And to suffer with Christ, we're not willing.
可是在我们生活上，其实我们所经历的，如果我们按着神的旨意去做，我们可以去提，我们其实跟主耶稣一同受苦。
And the things that we experience in our lives, in Christ, we are actually suffering with Him.
啊，不是说，不是。只是想说两千年前主耶稣受的苦，而是其实主耶稣在现今还在受苦。
Not only did Jesus suffer 2,000 years ago, but he is still suffering today.
怎么说？
Why is that?
啊，有个见证这样子。
There was a testimony.
啊，有个姐妹，差不多在两年前。
There was a sister about 2 years ago.
在纽约教会。
And who resided in New York area.
啊，在这个灵恩会里面。
Doing the spiritual convocation.
啊，他听到他的同伴啊有些事情发生。
And she heard that her partner has some things happened to him.
他的朋友了。
One of
弟兄姐妹有些事情。
One of her friend has something happened. To one of his friend.
在灵会的时候他就祷告。
So in prayer, in spiritual convocation, she prayed.
那祷告的时候哭了。
During the prayer, she cried.
他哭了是因为他很担心他的弟兄姐妹。
And she cried because she worried for her brother sisters in church.
当他为这弟兄姐妹在担心难过的时候，他也体验到说，其实主耶稣看到我们犯罪的时候，怕我们做离开神的时候，主耶稣也是那种心情，而且比他重好几倍，重好几千倍。
And she worried for her brothers and sisters, and because she realized that Jesus is also worrying for these people, and you know, in a deeper way.
他可以去体会主耶稣的心肠。主耶稣因为弟兄姐妹的不和，还是犯罪，还是离开主，主耶稣的那难过。
And she could feel and understand the sorrowness that Jesus had when he sees a brother and sister who make mistakes.
可是他形容不出来。
But she couldn't describe it.
只是觉得里面心中很痛。
She just felt that there's a pain inside.
那当我们人有时候随便撒个小谎。
So for us to make a small lie.
对我们来讲是没有什么了不起的。
And we don't think it's a big deal.
可是对神来讲，他很难过。
But to God, he feels bad.
说主耶稣在现在还在受苦啊。
So today Jesus is still suffering.
因为人犯的错，
because,
离开神。
Because man has sinned and departed from God.
那保罗说啊，他要晓得，而且要跟主耶稣一同受苦，去了解主耶稣的痛苦。
And Jesus, so Paul he wants to know Christ and to suffer with him.
啊，这是什么意思
？What does that mean?
啊，就是告诉我们说。当教会弟兄姐妹软弱了
，So when brothers sisters in church has become weak，
啊，想要离开主
，and thinking of leaving the Lord，
可能有时候还没有离开主，虽然肉体上在教会，可是呢，心灵上已经离开主了。
Perhaps physically they're still in church， but in their heart they have left the Lord。
甚至有时候有信徒被魔鬼抓去，变成他的奴隶。
Or some, or they have been captured by Satan to become the slave.
那这都是会让我们难过的事情。
This is something that will make us sorrow.
我们来看一下提摩太后书第二章。
Let's turn to 2 Timothy chapter 2.
我们放个书签在腓立比书。
Put a bookmark here.
再回来。
And we'll come back later. 2 Timothy chapter 2.
提摩太后书第二章二十四节。
Second Timothy chapter 2 verse 24。
提摩太后书第二章的二十四节。
Second Timothy chapter 2 verse 24。
提摩太后书第二章二十四节。
Chapter 2 verse 24。
然而主的仆人不可增进，只要温温和和的待众人，善于教导，存心忍耐。25用温柔劝诫那抵挡的人，或者神给他们悔改的心， 可以明白真道26节
26.
叫他们这已经被魔鬼任意掳去的可以醒悟脱离他的网罗、啊、在保罗那时候
during the time of Paul
啊，有些人啊，因为情欲上的事情啊，啊，没办法缺少祷告和读经啊，被魔鬼掳去。
And so there are some people who are because of things of the flesh and lack of prayers, they are being captured as slaves for Satan.
那这时候呢，啊，这里教导我们，我们要温柔劝诫那些人。
And here tells us that we have to gently instruct them.
还有一个很重要的，就是我们要帮他祷告。
And more importantly, we have to pray for them.
我们来看约翰一书第五章。
Let's turn to 1 John chapter 5.
约翰一书第五章。
1 John chapter 5.
第五章的十六节。
1 John chapter 5 verse 15.
约翰一书第五章十六节。
1 John chapter 5 verse 15.
约翰一书第五章十六节
Chapter 5 verse 15
十六节
16
人若看见弟兄犯了不至于死的罪就当为他祈求神、祈求神必将生命赐给他有至于死的罪我不说当为这罪祈求十七节凡不义的事都是罪也有不至于死的罪、啊、在这里、啊、约翰告诉我们信徒、
Here John tells the believers、
啊、当人犯了罪以后
And after a man has sinned
其实只要不是犯死罪的话
As long as he have not committed deadly sin、
啊、我们为他祈求
And we can intercede for him、
啊、神呢会将生命赐给他
And God will give life to him
也让他从魔鬼的手里逃脱出来
And so he can escape from the paw of the devil.
其实我们人、在信主之前有时候在信主之后难免、软弱后来被我们自己的情欲、所控制住
Sometimes、after we have to believe in the Christ we can still be、bound by our lust.
那这时候我们真的要我们知道那种软弱有时候不知道
Sometimes we do not truly understand those weaknesses that we have.
有时候我们自己知道，也不好意思跟别人讲，说哎，帮我代祷。
And sometimes when we come to see those weaknesses, we're very shy to ask others to pray for us.
可是我们知道的人，我们要祷告。
So if we know it, then we have to pray about it.
那这就所谓的跟主耶稣一同受苦。
And this is what we mentioned about suffering with Christ.
当我们真的去做了以后
And after we have done this,
我们才会了解主耶稣的心肠
Then we can understand the heart of Christ.
知道主耶稣是多么爱我们
And to see how much he loves us.
我们才真的认识神
Then we can truly know God.
所以当我们看到弟兄姐妹慢慢的不来了
So when we start to see brothers and sisters who slowly stop coming to church,
心里慢慢的远离神
or slowly departing from God,
我们不要说啊，这不关我的事
and we can't say that this has nothing to do with us.
有时候当然了，有时候他们做一些错事，我们当然会生气
Of course, sometimes we might be a little angry when they make mistakes.
可是我们也做过。
But we have also made mistakes.
这时候需要祷告啊。
So at this, during this time, we need to have prayers.
所以我们其实作为基督徒啊，常常要跟主耶稣一同受苦啊，因为教会的事情，因为我们家庭的事情，因为我们周围的人的事情，我们常常要祷告，跟他一同受苦。
And so as a Christian, we have to suffer with Christ for the matters of church and the matters of our lives.
所以这第三步骤。
So this is the third step.
我们不要怕。
Let's not be afraid.
我们不要怕受苦。
Let's not be afraid of suffering.
这是得救的必经的过程。
And this is a step of salvation.
也是爱仇敌的必经的过程。
And it's also a step to love your enemy.
最后。
And the last step.
就是效法他的死。
And becoming like him in his death.
当我们做了这三个步骤以后。
After the first three steps,
其实我们就可以效法主耶稣的死。
then we can become like him in his death.
什么叫做主耶稣的死？
And what is his death?
主耶稣是为人类而死的。
And Jesus had died for mankind.
他把自己完全全的献上，作为活祭给神。
And he had offered himself as a living sacrifice.
他的勇敢。
His courageousness.
他的忍耐。
His endurance.
他的决心。
His determination.
他对人的爱，对神的尊敬。
And his love for man, respect for God.
成就了这个救恩。
Fulfilled this salvation.
他是为敌人而死的。
He had died for his enemies.
主耶稣不是为自己而活。
And he did not live for himself.
说保罗说才提到说他做了这三步骤以后，下一步骤就是效法主耶稣死。
And so Paul mentioned after the first three steps, last step, we have to become like him in his death.
他不是为自己而活。
And he no longer lived for himself.
保罗也说过，说我活就是基督。
And he also said that he to live is for Christ.
其实腓立比书很早就写了。
It was Philippians was written much earlier.
可是保罗一直追求，一直做，终于有一天他说到，在书信上，我活就是基督。
So he continued to pursue after Christ, and one day he mentioned that to live is for Christ.
我在想。
And I was thinking.
如果在第三步骤，他不想跟主耶稣一同受苦。
That during the third step, he's not willing to suffer with Christ.
甚至碰到敌人的时候，他跟敌人吵架。
And when he sees his enemies, he starts to argue with them.
想看看会发生什么事情。
And what do you think will happen?
我在想，如果要下地狱的话，很简单，就跟我们敌人吵架。
And I think it's very.
我们下地狱，我们也帮助他下地狱。
And it's very easy for us to go to hell. That if we fight with them.And if we're going to hell, we can take them with us.
那如果要救他们的话，
but
if 要救自己的话，
if we want to save ourselves,
就是为他祷告，
that is to pray for them,
帮助他们回来，
and to help them to return.
那么我们这样子做，我们其实就可以得到这个生命，我们可以帮助他们也得到生命。
And if we do this, then we can receive the true life, and they can also receive a new life.
对。我们看罗马书。
Let's turn to Romans chapter 5.
罗马书第五章。
Romans chapter 5.
罗马书第五章。
Romans chapter 5.
第九节。
Verse 9.
罗马书第五章的第九节和第十节。
Romans chapter 9, chapter 5, verse 9 and 10.
罗马书第五章第九节。现在我们既靠着他的血称义，就更要借着他免去神的愤怒。第十节。
Verse ten.
因为我们做仇敌的时候，且借着神儿子的死，得与神和好；既且和好，就更要因他得生得救了。因他的生得救了。在这里，保罗说啊，其实我们。每个基督徒呢，都接受到主耶稣的保险。
And here Paul tells us that all the Christians have been justified through the blood of Christ.
特别是在我们在做仇敌的时候，不认识神的时候，犯罪的时候。
And while we're still sinners and our enemies,
神的儿子为我们死，爱我们，使我们有机会可以跟神和好。
And the Son of God had died for them, died for us, and loved us, so we can reconcile God.
为今天每一个得到正确洗礼的弟兄姐妹。
So for brothers and sisters who have received the true baptism,
我们真的体会到受洗的重要性吗？
Can we really feel the importance of baptism?
不是光光只领受主耶稣的赦免。
And not only to receive his forgiveness,
而是真的去体会领受主耶稣那种的爱，
but
爱仇敌的爱，
but truly to understand and feel the love that Jesus had for his enemies.
我们愿意达到这个目标吗？效法他的死。
Are we willing to obtain this goal, to follow in his death?
所以我们再翻回来腓立比书。
And let's turn back to Philippians.
第三章。
Chapter 3.
第十一节。
Verse 11.
当我们做完这四个步骤以后
，And after the four steps，
保罗说，或者我也得以从死里复活。
He says, and so somehow to attain the resurrection from the dead。
这个或者不是说保罗怀疑说这个四个步骤这样做，可能不会得到永生，不是这个意思。
And when he says somehow, it's not implying that after these four steps, we're still not sure whether we'll obtain a resurrection。
这个是因信称义，不是自己称自己为义啊，说我可以得救。
And to justify faith is not saying, it's not telling yourself that you're righteous.
而是我们信我们该信的，做我们该做的，就做这四个步骤。以后呢，我们把我们所做的交托给神，使神来让我们从死里复活。
And it's to say that we need to do what we have to believe what we need to believe, and rely on God and follow these four steps, and God will guide us.
所以因信称义不是说啊，我嘴巴说我相信主耶稣，我心里相信啊，我就得救了。
And to justify faith, not just to say by your mouth that, I believe and you will be saved.
是第一，我们真的有没有认识神？
First, do we really know God?
我们真的有没有让神的能力，这个复活的大能在我们生活上显现出来
？And do we allow the power of His resurrection manifesting our lives?
第三，我们真的有没有信出活出那种像主耶稣的生命一样爱仇敌
？And are we living a life
跟他一同受苦
？Are we living a life like Christ to love our enemies and suffer with them?
那这样的话，我们就可以从死里复活。
If we do this, then we can resurrect from death.
那在这个十二节和十三节
verse 12 and 13.
保罗说，这是他的结论。
And this is his conclusion.
他说他其实还没有得着。
He said he have not yet obtained all of these.
这让我们想起，其实我们很多人也还没有得到到这个地步。
And I think many of us have not yet obtained these.
那十三节保罗这样说。
And verse 13, he said,
弟兄们，我不是以为自己已经得着了，我只有一件事，就是忘记背后，努力面前。
13, brothers, I do not consider myself yet to have taken hold of it, but one thing I do, forgetting what is behind and straining forward what is ahead.
对他来讲，只有一件事很重要。
And for him, there's one thing that's very important.
忘记背后就是提到这个腓立书第三章从这个第三节一直到这个第七节，就是他以前的所作所为，有的钱有名啊有利，这些事情他全部当成垃圾一样。
And when he said forget what is behind, he's just referring to chapter 3 verse 1 through 7, that everything here in the past and the status and knowledge to him is He sees as rubbish.
那努力面前这是指的十节和十一节，他一直的要从死里复活，他要经过这个四个步骤，他要一直努力的做这四个步骤，到最后要得到从死里复活，得到永生。
And when he says string forward, he's referring to verse 10 and 11 that he wants to, follow these four steps and to obtain the resurrection from the dead.
所以让我们弟兄姐妹和朋友们，我们往这个标杆，这个永生直跑。
So for brother and sister, we need to strive towards this goal and string forward.
我来唱诗。
Let's sing hymn.